720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. We have a lot of great guests on the program, and everybody knows it, from all walks of notoriety and acclaim, whether it is in the world of auto racing, entertainment, food, you name it. But when you have a guy that is one of those visionaries, one of those guys that has created something that would not exist if it wasn't for him, and of course his partners,
That's right.
It's a team. You'd be the first one to say, "Hey, it doesn't happen all by myself." It may look like obviously I'm the physical embodiment of Bacon Fest, but we all got together, we did it as a team, and of course we as a collective bacon-loving universe are the fan base, right? And so Seth Zurer is in studio. Seth, welcome to yet another year of Bacon Fest.
Thank you, Dane. It's a pleasure to be back again.
How can you petition? We have those zodiacs where it's like year of the dog, year of the rabbit, year of the whatever, the Chinese said. How can you petition for an additional year of and maybe have it be the year of bacon?
I mean, that's a good idea. Yeah. The only concern I have is that then it's like, okay, there's already 12, so it's maybe only every 13th year is bacon. In reality, every year.
I mean, how are you going to get in? Right. I think maybe you just start an entirely new zodiac.
Right.
Maybe with different varieties or different applications or different versions.
I think that's a good
bacon.
Idea. Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that. That's a good idea. I like that. I like bacon Bitcoin. I think, blockchain you hear a lot about. I think we clearly need some bacon themed.
We have had, okay. So on the show, we have the Business Lunch and it's really wonderful. And they've spent a little bit of time, I've heard some of it, talking about the whole crypto coin and the Bitcoin and thing like that. It's all a mystery. To me, it's hard for you to find the value, right? You can say like, hey, there's a certain amount of these and they're valued at this and it goes up, it goes down. I'm still a little lost. If you put something solid, remember back in the day, of course, you don't remember Fort Knox, and gold was the thing that really was the foundation for our economy and all that paper dollars matched with gold. Bacon is that foundational ingredient. If you made a currency based on bacon, I think then more people would understand.
Absolutely. Or even a currency based on a scarce resource like the Bacon Fest Chicago ticket.
Whoa. Okay. Right. So a finite amount of things that can That's go right. up and down and with the stock market or bonds or things like this is the 10th. I cannot believe it.
I can't even.
It's one of those you asked if, how old the kid, the family. We do a little bit of that talk before we went on the air. 10 years and four. I mean, it is one of your, I'm not going to say it's your favorite child, but it is. But Bacon Fest is like a baby, right? And now it's 10.
That's right. It's a part of the family. And now it's getting to be the age where it's starting to get ready to leave the house and
stealing the car for the night.
The car. Exactly. But Bacon Fest has been around for a while. We were one of the original Bacon Fests in the country. Now there are imitators everywhere, but there's nothing like Bacon Fest Chicago. You've been, you know that it's an incredible experience and a culinary experience, and it's huge fun. People drink a lot. People eat a lot of bacon, and people can.
It is a celebration of the senses. It is, it is one of those things I think everybody enjoys regardless. It's so festive, right? It is Bacon Fest. It's built into the name. Now, if you needed a suggestion as to what you should do, you should be festive at Bacon Fest. But when it's an anniversary like this, you really have to kind of step it up and celebrate even more for the 10th anniversary. And we talked about it. I know first is like paper, 75 is like diamond. Is the 10th? Is that the corduroy anniversary?
I believe it is.
Or the velour anniversary?
It might actually be the bacon fit anniversary. So it's like traditionally you would give a pot of bacon fat to your bride as a way of observing the passage of time. Is that right?
And she would be so grateful.
Delighted.
At least my particular bride, and I'm blessed to have someone who gets me. Right. Yeah,
right.
So let's talk about it. Is it where it's going to be? Sure. We're going to talk about the tickets. I know you always have, some of the best chefs. And what I always love about Bacon Fest is that it isn't one thing. It is so many things done in such a great way. So it's not just fine dining, but you have fine dining chefs. You've got everything from like simple, treats basically to really gourmet dishes.
Absolutely. So Bacon Fest is happening in a couple short months. It's on April 6th and 7th. We do the event at the UIC Forum, which is down at the corner of Roosevelt and Halsted. But if you want to go, you have to get tickets in advance, and those tickets can be purchased from baconfestchicago.com. And basically what we do is we invite the greatest restaurants in Chicago to come together in one room and to celebrate bacon in all of its forms. And like you said, we have everything from...
What's the vetting process for it? I mean, because do they have to demonstrate? I mean, is there like a questionnaire? Is it like a Wunderlich test that they have to demonstrate? Not only a familiarity and awareness and appreciation for bacon, but like the ability to really deliver.
Well, we sort of like have a social network of Bacon Fest chefs. So there, it's a referral network.
Oh, so gotcha. So you
it's
gotta
kind
get
of like you have to
for
vouch for by somebody else. So, okay. The original event had 10 chefs. and those 10 chefs told their buddies the next event had 25 chefs, and then those 25 chefs told their buddies about it, and the next event had 60, and on until we get to our magnificent number of almost 150 restaurants going through something like 8,000 pounds of bacon over the course of our three sessions over 2 days.
So you'll get those calls, and then you guys are like, hey, is Larry really
right? Is this guy gonna understand that Bacon Fest is, you know, serious about bacon?
It's a serious club. So go through it. I know we're gonna talk about the chefs, and there's always some new ones coming on board and interchanging, but you know, over the years, talk about kind of like that fraternity of personalities in the food world that have really kind of weighed in and really participated with Bacon Fest.
I mean, we've been very lucky that the firmament of celebrity chef stars in Chicago have been very supportive of our event. So early on, our first year, the event was in Paul Kahn's restaurant, The Publican, a pork and oyster bar.
Right? That's kind of like those, like, years from now, you'll say you were there, and you just did.
Right?
Right? Years later, you know, you're saying that even that's crazy cool, right?
Right. And, you know, folks like Bayless has been there with a couple different various of the Frontera restaurants. Steph Izzard has been there. Paul Varane, who you might have seen on, like, Top Chef, has come to the event, and they'll be there again this year. In fact, V is one of two restaurants that has been at all 10 Bacon Fests, including this year. They were there at the first one, and they'll be there again this year. Signature Room was there at the first one. They'll be there again this year. Chef Nate Sears, who was a V sous chef and has gone through a bunch of different great restaurants, is now at State and Lake Chicago Tavern, and he's going to be there for 10 years. So it's now we have these long-term relationships with these chefs, and again, they every year want to bring something new and exciting and bacony that hasn't ever been tasted before in the world.
Oh, now there's a lot of great events, and of course we'll get into in the next segment some of the great ways that you put some of all this enthusiasm to work on the charitable side and the stuff that you're doing. But it is one of those. There's a lot of great events, and oftentimes there'll be people's choice or someone will choose whatever. But this is one of the very few that, like, people will put on their resume. That they will, you know, they can really, you know, so I'm sure here in Chicago, and you're not a native Chicago, you didn't grow up here, right? But I'm sure you've gotten used to the kickback, greed, and corruption that we, you know, have a love affair with, just that whole kind of way that things are done. Have you ever had anyone try to, you know, support in ways that were additional to what would be on the plate, you know, saying like, hey, is there any way this would be really good for me if I won the Golden Rasher?
We have a panel of celebrity judges, who, including you, of course, Dane, who judge the Golden Rasher Award. And these are people of the utmost integrity.
Right.
They would never sell their judgment to anybody, although there have been offers.
I'm sure.
Absolutely. The reality is it's a fun competition. The chefs take it seriously because they want the tiny pig sculpture to stick on the top of their bar in their restaurant.
Yes.
But everybody's there to celebrate bacon, to feed Chicagoans, and to support the food bank.
It is one of those things. When we come back, and I know we've gotten some people over the years that have asked me, because this is inspires thought, right? It's like when Thomas Edison first came out with that whole light bulb thing, people thinking like, hey, I got an idea, right? You know, people think, oh, a Thousand Island Dressing Fest. You know, there's some other ones that may not be, at first blush, that may not seem as viable, right? But when we come back from this break, we're going to hear how it all happened. Because you think you just wake up one day and you've got, you know, 10 years of Bacon Fest and all the accoutrements of success that brings, and it just doesn't happen. You have to have that first idea, then somehow you convince Paul Kahn to let you have that first one there, and then somehow you convince the best and brightest chefs to participate. And of course, you know, I think the public, the bacon loving public, they're an easy sell right down the road. So when we come back from this break, we're going to talk with Seth Azzurro about more Bacon Fest. We're going to have, I think he had intimated that we may have two tickets to give away to a very lucky and potentially hungry listener coming up, and so all that and much more. Keep it here. It's On the Road with Dane on 720 WGN. 720 WGN On the Road, live here, Allstate Showcase Studio. You got a lot of snow left up from the blizzard. This is, and I don't know, right, if this is bacon weather. And Seth Zurer is in studio with us. You know him, of course, from his great work on shows like Bacon Fest and Bacon Fest 2. And also, we're up to Bacon Fest 10 is coming up, too. Seth, welcome back.
Thank you, Dane.
So we, you know, the listeners want to know the origins of it. People have their own ideas. People, I'm sure, come up to you on a regular basis. Say, Seth, I've got an idea for something. What do you think? Right? Because you're the oracle. You are the top of the mountain when it comes to events like this. And you got to know, it doesn't go from somehow talking Paul Kahn into hosting the first one to the point like last year where Bobby Flay, Food Network, superstar, shows up with the Today Show. I mean, how do you top that?
We're doing our best, but it was pretty amazing. You never know who's going to show up at Bacon Fest. It was pretty wild to have Flay there.
Was that anything that you guys generated, or just the Bacon Bat Signal lured in, you know, some of the people from the,
you know,
from the world?
We put the word out there that Bacon Fest is happening, and the media arrives, and they bring celebrity chefs.
Well, that was pretty cool.
It was pretty good.
That was pretty cool. Okay, so for this year, people who've been before, you know, you want to be a daily, yearly communicant. You want to show up. You want to enjoy it, experience it. You want to be awash in the world of Bacon Fest. But you, in the effort to try to keep things as fresh as possible, of course, with bacon as that foundational touchstone, is you've got some new cool things happening this year.
Yeah. Every year we have new stuff going on at Bacon Fest. Not only, first of all, it's a different lineup of chefs every year, so we have more than 30 new restaurants this year.
Wow.
Including folks like Heritage Caviar Bar. Guy Michael is a really cool restaurant that's focused on caviar. They're going to bring us a little caviar bacon situation. We have Lowry's that provided some snacks for today.
Thank you, Lowry's.
And even folks like Chicago's sort of salt of the earth, great ethnic restaurants are putting in a showing this year. We have, you ever been to Birria Zaragoza?
No.
This is an incredible Pulaski and 48th. It's a taco place. They specialize in this very specific kind of roasted goat.
Oh.
Birria in consomme. And then the chef is this family operation, and one of the kids has become a fine dining chef, and he's going to come and represent his family restaurant at Bacon Fest doing something porky and delicious. And then Im Thai, ever been there?
Maybe.
This is a really cool, like, Thai street food type place up on up Broadway and Argyle, basically.
Okay.
And the chef, Du Surawan, is a great Thai chef, and he's going to come and put his Thai stamp on a dish at Bacon Fest. So we have new restaurants that are fancy. We have new restaurants that are humble and delicious. We have all sorts of great places. We also are building on the VIP experience for VIP ticket holders. So you can buy a ticket to Bacon Fest. You can come for 3 hours, or you can buy a VIP ticket.
And what does that give you, Seth?
It gets you in an hour early.
Wow.
So you have a very small number of
people
very important people in
right.
the room. VIPs in
so
the
it, room. So it could be like, so there's some networking possibilities.
That's
there.
That's right. The but media is there. And
less people are in your way, though, right?
Unfettered access
yes.
to bacon pleasure is how
unfettered.
I always like to frame it. And what we're adding for VIP ticket holders is that we have Old Forester, which is an incredible old bourbon brand, is going to host a premium VIP lounge. For anybody that has a VIP ticket, they can go to this lounge and try some rare expressions of Old Forester and sit in comfy seats and kind of chill after the general
and
admission period starts.
Wax poetically about
right,
the world of bacon.
And recover and get ready for round two at Bacon Fest. So if you buy a VIP ticket, you're getting something extra and new and fun this year.
You mentioned some of the different chefs and some of the ethnic restaurants that are going to be participating, and each one of those, this is not something kind of strange and mysterious that's going to be there. You always have like that full range of, you know, one of the great things about Chicagoland is that it is on the demographic side. The diversity of cuisine done at a high level is second to none.
Absolutely.
And they are represented in a very normal way. And some of those humble restaurants end up winning, right? It isn't
Absolutely.
Always, you know, on paper, you know, as you break down kind of the potential, the stat sheets, you know, you don't have just the famous or more successful or more expensive restaurants aren't necessarily the ones that win. I think everybody's got a fair shot.
And I think that's, you know, the glory of Chicago's food world is that Bacon Fest is a microcosm of that Chicago diversity, and that's
why you wore the lab coat today.
That's right. You can really get a fantastic meal at every price point in Chicago. And at Bacon Fest, we have restaurants from the whole spectrum that are doing something that they all have in common is that they all love bacon. And they're going to do something creative and fun with bacon.
As one of the, and I'm not sure that I would use the word esteemed judges on a regular basis.
I esteem you.
I feel it's kind of like being knighted, right?
Yeah.
You've been esteemed. Is that everyone in Chicago has an opinion and a valuable opinion, and they are talking constantly about what they had, what they thought of what they had, and why they think it's great. And now for the first time in a long time,
that's right,
since the advent of like technology, mm-hmm. You've got an ability for people who attend to vote for their winner.
That's right. This year, for the first time since the first Bacon Fest that we had 10 years ago, there will be a People's Choice ballot. Thankfully, we have technology now that has caught up to our vision.
Right.
So you can now, we have a system whereby they'll be able to text message your vote if you're at Bacon Fest for your favorite dish, and we'll have a live leaderboard projection so you can see who's winning, and people can organize last minute rallies. It's going to combine everything that's great about Chicago elections with everything that's great about Chicago food.
Right, because can you only text once from a certain number, only once?
There will be systems in place.
I was going to say, right, because otherwise, if I'm the restaurant that wants to win, I get my nephew to sit there and just text
early
all day.
And often.
Well, that's, I mean, that's how you make it mostly Chicago. You mentioned Old Forester, the VIP experience. It's going to be great. But, and there will certainly be bacon, you know, represented front and center in the team photo of awesome. But it makes me think of, and this is something to touch on too, for those, for craft beers, for a lot of those really great spirits, cocktails, mixologists, you guys have that covered too.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be, there's going to be more booze and bacon than you can shake a stick at. We've got Breakthrough comes and staffs an incredible mega bar. They're going to have some more incredible.
Mega bar.
A mega bar. That so sounds- you get like six or seven different cocktails from them, including some craft beers from them. Lagunitas, of course, is going to be there. They're there every year. And, you know, we believe in excess. We firmly believe that there cannot
excess
be...
excess in moderation. Like, well, there's a time period. It's over at a certain time, and that's where the moderation begins.
I mean, we try not to focus too much on the moderation. We're mostly interested in excess because we feel that what America wants...
America
wants to eat a lot of bacon and drink a lot of booze and have a good time on a Saturday, and that's what they're going to do at Bacon Fest.
Seth, they do. You have tapped into to America's most, I think, important wants and desires. But your desires as a man, you know... bacon and excess and bourbon, all that stuff, it doesn't define you. You know, you have a soft side, and you also want to help out people in the world as well and take some of the power, the juggernaut of Bacon Fest, and kind of you know, veer some of it into the realm of charitable and good and important causes. And you've done that again this year.
That's correct. So we do try to harness the power of bacon for good.
It is a wild fiery stallion. If it was a bull in a bull riding competition, Bacon Fest would be El Diablo, right?
Totally. But anyway, we support the Greater Chicago Food Depository every year. Over the last 9 years, we've given more than $400,000 to the food bank, which if you convert it according to their algorithm,
they got
for
an
how
algorithm?
Many meals.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
They got an algorithm. 1.2 million meals for hungry Chicagoans as a result of Bacon Fest support.
You fed like all of Cleveland or something.
Yeah,
or at least the hungry parts.
for a few days anyway. Obviously, the problem of hunger in Chicagoland is devastating and terrible, and we're happy to have the opportunity to support something like the food bank that's doing so much to alleviate that problem.
Well, here's the other thing too. So you're going to be able to help, you know, hunger in a grand scale, helping the Chicago Food Depository do what it is that they do, important work. But you're also going to be able to help one of our, well, maybe two of our listeners, two tickets, one winner, to alleviate their own personal hunger on that day.
That's correct, and they will be getting the very important.
Oh,
experience.
That's great.
VIP tickets to our Friday night, April 6th session.
So how do we want to do this? What we're going to do, hey, Tom, what we'll probably do, since it's the 10th year of Bacon Fest, we're going to open it up to the 10th caller, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, before we send it to news, we'll announce the winner. A quick break here. It's On the Road with Dane on 720 WGN.